On Facebook and a fundraising website, Kroom says he plans to sue JSO for alleged police brutality. He had to be transported by ambulance to a hospital following his run-in with officers. He was initially charged with inciting a riot and resisting arrest, though State Attorney Melissa Nelson dropped those charges. Leslie Jean Barr, a Jacksonville attorney who's litigated cases against public entities, says Crooms' threatened lawsuit would be expensive and complicated.
You have to decide if you're going to file in state court or federal court. If you're filing in state court, there are notice requirements that you have to comply with. And especially in Jacksonville, they're very specific in how you do them and who you send them to and what you need to include in the notice.
She says if he files in federal court, he must claim a specific policy or custom violated his civil rights. Either way, she says, the cost of the case would likely far exceed the $6,000 Crooms is trying to raise.
We have attorneys who could bill anywhere between, you know, if your time was really valued, could bill anywhere between $300 to $800 an hour.
And Jean Barr says that doesn't include the cost of hiring expert witnesses for Crooms' defense. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.